Alright, hello and welcome to Top Shelf. I'm here today with my friend ML, and we are going to start our debate off today with if getting free college is a positive or negative thing. Which do you think it is, bud?
Honestly, I think free college is not that good, you know.
And why do you think it's not that good?
I think it's because I feel like if college was free, it takes the value out of the education for it. You know, because we like to think of ourselves as holding education, especially like past high school, as like a valuable thing, right? But like, it's no longer valuable. This is with anything, but it's no longer valuable if everybody can get it. There's a story about it. Like there is like during like the Boer Wars, right? There was like this British troop, right? He came across this village, right? And they had like a bunch of diamonds, right? And he's like, "Whoa, what are you guys doing with all these diamonds? How come you like don't do anything with them?" It's like, "Well, I mean, you can't eat them, and everybody has them anyway. It's not like they really that important, but like to the rest of the world, like the fact that they don't have it is what makes it. It's what gives it value. It's scarcity is what gives it value."
Yeah, scarcity is what makes things worth it. But also, you got to think about how you have to get things too, because if a lot of things that people sell nowadays, it's really easy to get the things to make it, but it's hard to make.
Yeah,
everyone can go to college, but not everyone can sit through the courses. Not everyone can get good grades at the courses. Not everyone can pass the courses. I mean, unless your college is like high school is nowadays, then I think it would actually probably benefit. Now, if it was treated as high school is, because high school is free and in America and they're nice to people, like they let everyone in, you know, so they kind of dumb it down a little bit.
Yes.
Or like they even it out so certain students can get it. High school or college is a higher level of education.
Yeah.
So I feel like if they keep the standards up there and kick people out, like they let them in free, but they kick them out if they're failing or whatnot, then it's worth it.
Yeah.
But I think if you can't go, like I still think a PhD from a free college would, like from a good college, if it still held up good standards, it'd still be worth something.
Yeah, of course.
But I also...
I know I'm going to go through a PhD. 12 years gone? I mean, I guess if you want to.
Shoot, yeah. And I mean, if you do it really fast, it's 8.
Oh, yeah. I guess so, yeah.
But, I think it would depend on the standards that they held it up to.
Yeah, definitely.
Now,
yeah.
The real question is, do you think they would hold up the standards?
If college was free? Probably not. Because for college to be free, right, just like high school, it would have to be paid by the government. And the government holds up certain standards for its citizens. Like, a certain amount of your students have to pass a class, a certain amount of your students have to graduate every year in order for the school to keep on receiving funding.
Yeah.
And if they can't uphold those standards, then it doesn't receive funding, and that's why private schools exist. Because they're okay with dropping people off because they self-supply themselves. So they don't have to listen to any, like, higher-ups or anything. They make all of their decisions. Decisions for themselves, yeah.
Definitely. I think the element of having to pay for something does make people, you know, having to pay for something that you're doing makes you care about it quite a bit more. You know, if it's free education, I think people are going to blow it off a lot. But I don't think you could really blow off an MD.
No.
Or a PhD.
No.
So I think if you got something like that from one of the free colleges, then it would be worth it. But I think if you just went to go, I think the beginner classes would be complete shit. I think those would be a waste of time for anyone who actually cares about their fucking education, because they would be stuck in there with everyone who's in there to please their parents, everyone who's just in there just to be there, you know, or in there because their parents are going to pay for everything for them still, and they still get to live a free life at home if they go to college, you know, kind of like high schoolers. Parents are going to keep you at home, they're going to pay for you if you're going to high school.
Yeah.
But, you know, once you're out of high school, they're at least going to want you to start paying some bills or something.
Yeah, definitely.
So I think your beginner class is complete shit show. Waste. At least for the first semester until everyone starts getting kicked out.
Yeah, definitely.
Because, or whatever line they decide to kick people out, I think it would be a complete entirety waste. But I do think the higher up degrees would still account for something.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
And I think those people with the higher up degrees would be able to do a lot more in the future without having the $60,000 debt.
Yeah.
You know, or the PhDs, what is that, like, what, $125 debt?
At least,
easy?
Yeah. Easy, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, like, that's an insane amount to pay back that you have to pay back as you're building up your life. Yeah, you don't pay this back once you have your house, your car, your family, job,
your three dogs. Yes. Yeah, I know.
When you have everything steady and you're starting to get money,
they're like, all right,
to
now.
Set aside.
Yeah, they're like, all right, now you can pay for it.
It's like, no, you go pay for it right when you get out of college. Like, college doesn't set you up with a job.
Yeah.
I feel like if it sets you up with a job, they could be like, hey,
start
paying me, bitch. But no.
Yeah. I mean, there's in certain countries where there is also free college. There's some places where there's not free college as well. They have programs for you to get out of high school quicker. Like, if high school at the age of 16, right? You'll immediately go off to trade school if you already know what you want to do with your life. And while you're in trade school, as long as you meet the criteria, you're guaranteed to have, like, an internship, at least, in order for you to have some type of stable job while you're living out on your own, eventually, by, like, the time you turn 18. But, I mean, it just depends on, like, what they're going to be helping with afterwards. But also, I don't think people realize the fact that, like, I'm not an expert on that or anything, of course, but, like, I think they say that they estimate that college debt, like, collectively, if, like, college debt was, like, a person, they would own at least a solid $1.2 trillion.
Now,
that's like a crazy amount. And that's just in America. That's a crazy amount of money.
That is an insane amount of money. Dude, you could feed so many fucking families for years off of that shit.
Yeah.
You could support your entire family for the rest of your life off of that shit.
Hell yeah, you could, man.
But what I think would work, I think a happy medium would be there. I think for people who are actually going to go there, take care of their business, be good students who are going for those higher up degrees, give it to them for free.
Yeah.
Have the government pay for that part of the school and give them funding for it. I think the other students, they should still get funding for the other students that don't care, but I think the other students that don't care should pay the school. I think those students that come in, that are failing, that aren't going to be there for a full PhD, that aren't going through with it, should pay.
Yeah,
I think they should have a reason to care. The people who come that are going to waste their first semester, the people that come in that kind of shit, they should pay.
Yeah, I see what you mean, yeah.
And I think, I also think you shouldn't be able to back out of a PhD. If you go on this route of getting a free PhD, you shouldn't be able to back out of it.
Oh, really? I mean, what do I like?
Well, because then everyone would say they're going to take a PhD, get it for free, and dip out after they start failing. Unless you're gonna make them pay when they start failing.
Oh yeah, okay, that's what you mean. Okay, but like if it was like an emergency or something, then like of course.
Yeah, what I'm just saying is like I think if you made it so that everyone that said they're gonna go for a whole full PhD got in for free, everyone would say that. And then people who don't care are still not gonna care.
Okay, yeah, I see.
And then the people who do care are gonna care and you're not gonna know the difference.
Yeah, definitely.
So I think that you should make a plan that's like states out, hey, make it 91 and above in all your classes, free ride. Make it 80 and above, you pay so an amount. 70 and above, you're paying so and so. You pay underneath that, you're paying fucking everything.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
You know?
Yeah, that wouldn't be too bad. Probably not. I mean, I'm sure it probably wouldn't work, but it'd be a pretty cool idea. Definitely, it definitely drive people to actually like try their hardest.
I feel like it would give people.
I mean, I definitely rather go to college for free then pay like $10,000 like a semester, depending on like what type of like school I go to. If I go to one of those, like, I think they're called like Ivy League schools, right?
Yeah,
like something crazy like that, then I could imagine I definitely want to do that.
Alright, so question is, what is the basis? Have we decided the positives outweigh the negatives, or the negatives outweigh the positives?
I don't know. I guess in my opinion, I think like in a perfect world, definitely all for it, but I think in a realistic world, no, because in order to be able to create a system like that, taxes have to be insane. Like, say for instance, and I think it's Turkey, the tax for say a car, it might have changed by now, but whenever I had known somebody who said they were from Turkey, they said it was 110% on a car.
110%.
Yes, but everything, like, I mean, like, not everything.
Not even not, fucking 10%.
No, 110%. No, but, like, he said, like, a lot of things. Like, a lot of things in their country is free, though. But, like, a lot of, like, public stuff is free. But you have to pay, like, 110%.
Public transportation shit.
Yeah, stuff like that.
Yeah, they do have really good public transportation. The other ends of the world, I wish America would have amazing public transportation like they do other places. Like, we've done away with... It's because of General Motors. Did you know that? The whole reason we have terrible public transportation is because General Motors signed contracts with cities to tear down railroads and help build these roads so they can sell more cars.
Oh. Wouldn't surprise me one bit.
It was General Motors that is the reason that we have terrible public transportation. We are just now building train systems to go between, like, bigger train systems, you know? We have some that go, like, between here or Texas to Cali or whatnot. Yeah. But we don't have... If I want
to... from, like, Cali to, like,
Washington, I can get from here to Dallas, but I can't get from here to San Antonio.
Yeah, definitely not, yeah.
And that's more what I'm going to want to ride a train to. I don't mind driving to Dallas.
Yeah,
that's an hour. But
driving out to
San Antonio, that's, like, what, 6 to 8 hours?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would rather ride a train.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I feel like it'd be a lot cheaper. They'd make a lot of money off the train going back and forth.
Yeah, definitely.
Because I could get a nice-ass job in San Antonio, live up here, pay less, and then commute on the train.
Yeah, I see what you
mean. And then also charge for parking and shit.
Oh, yeah, that too. Yeah, you're right about that too. But yeah, you know, it's kind of a choice. Yeah, like, probably like a society if you're okay with it. Like,
what if they did a school that you had to pay for, right? Mm-hmm. But if you did get, like, let's say, you know, we have all the student loans and shit nowadays. Okay, let's say you go through it, you actually cared about your school. It shows that you actually care. Like, it's reflected. You get your PhD and whatever. I think then your college debt should be cleared.
Oh,
at that point, the school should pay for it. Like, until then, you know, you're building up debt. You can pay it off if you know you're not gonna
be able to make
giving
it.
A shit, or you're not gonna make it all the way. But if you pass a certain point where you are, like, a prime image of that school, you are something that school wants to represent and put their name on.
Yeah. Something people can, like, look up to. Yeah, I can.
Yeah, if you actually came out of that in a positive light, yeah, give it to them for free.
Yeah, I can understand.
But if you came out of that. How most everybody else comes out of high school just doesn't give a fuck and they came through it just because they gotta go through it. It's not worth it.
Yeah, I definitely see what you mean.
If school wasn't required, what do you think would happen?
I don't know. Probably... A lot less people would probably go. Yeah, like, if it just, like, say, like, one
let's
day.
Let's say, right now, they just cut the law. School wasn't required. It was up to you to show up. It's still free. It's still there. Same thing as it is, except there's no truancy. You don't have to show up. There's no...
Yeah, no consequences to it.
No consequences.
A lot of people, as soon as they found out about it, would probably just not come anymore. Probably like a week or two, but then they'd, like, realize there's nothing else to do with their time and then come back. Like, I think, like, for me, like, since I've, like, quit my job, right, like, the only thing I look forward to is, like, yeah, it's, like, school, we're going to the skate park, man. There's nothing else to, like, do with my time in the middle of the day. What am I supposed to do? I'm not an adult. I'm not, like, 21. I can't go out to, like, bars all day. I couldn't go to random, like, parties or concerts that haven't going on. Like, what else am I supposed to do with my time?
I feel like if they dropped it right now, so many people would stop showing up.
Heck, so many.
And then I think, you know, after a couple of days, parents will be like, hey, maybe you should start coming back. And then I think the kids who are like, you know, those kids that are always, like, on the verge of, I'm going to drop out, and they're just kind of wasting their time at school, they're not going to show up. They're definitely not going to show up because attendance isn't required. And I think after a couple years, they're going to realize, hey, I can't get a fucking job. I can't really do anything with my life. Because I don't even have a high school diploma. And then they're going to be 19, 20, 21.
Going to college.
Going back to high school.
High school, yeah.
I feel like they're going to be going straight back. And they're going to be like, hey, I can't do anything with my life. And I need help. There's going to be an extreme amount of unemployment.
Yeah.
But there's also going to be, for the people who stayed in school and did it, I think there's going to be an extreme amount of employment opportunities.
Oh, yeah.
I think there's so much more money they're going to make because it's not something everyone has anymore.
Yeah, exactly. They need, like, skilled workers, yeah.
They want someone who's actually going to stay somewhere, not because they have to, because they chose to. And then the people who did good in school, I feel like it's going to turn out a lot better for them because they didn't have to go.
Yeah.
They chose to go. They didn't have to do good. They chose to do good.
Yeah. It's kind of like the, whenever the Black Plague was over in, like, Europe, right? Pay wages, like, wages for even common people increased because there was a lack of skilled workers after a lot of people that were skilled workers had died. So, like, it was, like, a kind of a thing where, like, you didn't have to, you didn't necessarily need to be, it went from a thing of you didn't necessarily need to be a skilled worker because there's plenty of other people who always just fit the job anyway. You know, people that were kind of like their parents might have forced them, their parents might have been wealthy and asked them to go to school. But after all those people died off, and like the only and all these companies are looking for skilled workers, it's time for you to, you know, to step up and, you know, take a shot at it while you still can. So yeah, I mean, it'd probably be a pretty good thing, yeah.
I feel like it would. At first, everything would crash.
Yeah, of course.
Everything.
It'd be like a generation before you realize, okay, now we still gotta go to school anyway.
But I think it would be beneficial.
Yeah.
I think when people come to the conclusion themselves that they need to go to school,
oh, that's way something better. They need. Yes.
Because when I left school to go take care of shit myself, I realized a lot how much I needed high school. I didn't realize how much it was until I left.
Yeah,
and then when
yeah,
I came yeah. back, I am now going there. I've caught up over 2 years. I'm graduating a year early now, and I've done all of this work in a couple months.
Yeah.
Because I've realized how important school is. I'm making all A's in my classes right now.
Yeah.
Because when I left, I realized there's some shit I could do without school. I never knew how worth it school was until I left. People treat school like it's complete shit. They waste their time in school. I used to do this my first 2 years of high school. I didn't even fucking show up for the first 5 periods every day.
Yeah, it's like the saying, it's like, you don't know how good you have it until it's gone.
Exactly. You don't know how much you need it until you actually need it. You don't know how much you miss something until it's gone.
Yeah, definitely.
It's the exact same thing. I think it would, the society, for people who left, it would be fucking terrible. For people who stayed in school, be fantastic.
Yeah, it'd be like a whole nother life, man.
And then I think people would start realizing more things on their own. I think if you don't force people to do things that are good for them, they will eventually come to the conclusion that they need to do it for themselves.
Yeah, definitely.
And when someone's doing something for themselves and not for someone else, it means so much more. It is so much better.
I mean, why do you think we don't just let dogs out in the wild? Because they don't know how to, like, fend for themselves at all. They haven't come to the conclusion that there's not always going to be someone there that's going to force them to go certain places, not mess with certain dogs, eat food, actually drink.
There's not going to be someone there to constantly feed them, to constantly give them water. They don't realize how good they have it in the house that they have it until they leave.
They become astray, yeah.
Yeah, just like a lot of people at high school who leave their house, they run away, they come right back. They don't understand how good they had it in their house before they left.
On God, yeah.
The only people who actually have a reason to run away don't go back. The people who actually left to do better for themselves don't come back.
Yeah, definitely.
Because they're doing better for themselves. They're working on it themselves. So I think if people realize they needed to do it for themselves instead of needed to do it because they don't want a $600 ticket every month.
Yeah.
Because that gets expensive and it'll throw you in jail. So I think if people realize they needed to do it for themselves, it would work out. And
yeah, definitely. So, Kayla, why do you think people get into relationships that they know won't last?
Well, I think the reason people get into relationships that they know won't last is either for a temporary high or for the experience.
For the experience, huh?
Yes, because it can be a temporary high, you know, the first part of a relationship, all that big flutter fuck of, oh my God, I'm so in love, all that cute puppy shit that lasts a couple weeks. That is a temporary high. That's why people get in relationships, they break up, they leave each other alone, they get back in a relationship with the same motherfucker. It's not because they like that motherfucker, it's because they like the temporary high, they like the shoot of energy, they like the lovey-dovey, they like the, hey, this is mine, I can't normally have that kind of thing, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
I think that's more what it is. I don't think people just get in it because they're like, oh, I'm going to break up in a week. You know?
I mean, I hope people aren't that pessimistic about it. Yeah, no. I don't know. I feel like for me, it makes sense, kind of, why people get into relationships, like you said. And I kind of think the same thing, like, why people will kind of get into a relationship, even if they do know, like, subconsciously it wouldn't last. But at the same time, I feel like after the first few tries, man, you would kind of get off of it. But I guess, I don't know, I think people say like love is an addiction, so
yeah,
it could just be that too.
Love is a drug. People are drugs. The pheromones you get off people, the attention you get from people, it's all a drug. It is a drug that we were born with. Kind of like sex is a drug. You know, people get addicted to that kind of thing. People get addicted to people loving them. People get addicted to people being all clingy and caring about them.
Yeah.
People like that shit. That's why we have it.
Yeah.
And I think it is important to get through the, you know, the normal high school experiences of oh, I fucked this up and this is why. You know, I know it's a useless relationship, but if you get it together in high school, it's not really going to matter.
Yeah, yeah, I see what
you mean,
yeah.
You graduate, it's...
That's also what I wonder about, too, though. Like, why would you get into, like, a relationship, especially, like, as, like, a senior or something, right? Like, why would you get into a relationship with, like, somebody else if, A, they're not going to graduate the same year as you, or, two, B, you guys are going to go to, like, obviously, you guys are going to go to different colleges. Even if you don't go to colleges, you're definitely going to choose different paths in life. You're not going to, like, especially with a high school relationship, you're not going to invest all, you're not going to invest your life, like, your life plan around somebody else that you not just met, but, like, basically just met, even if it has been, like, four, heck, even 6 years, because, like, at that point, it doesn't really even count if you're both, like, 14 or something.
Now, I mean, y'all can't both have, I mean, it could work out.
It could work out, yeah. I mean, there is chances, but, like, I think they said, like, the national average is, like, 5%, if that, of, like, high school relationships last past that. Even, like, they said it's, like, only, like, 1% that last past, like, the first, like...
Year after,
if they do get married after high school or something.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's because, like, again, people, they fall in love, they love each other, and that's because they have a place in common.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know... If you ever leave school in the middle of the year, or you get suspended or something, you really learn who your true friends are if you leave for like a month, because most everybody that you talk to on a daily that you consider your best friends aren't even going to speak to you.
Yeah, and you know,
you guys aren't actually friends. You're friends because you're someone to talk to in school.
Yeah, yeah.
You have a place in common. If you didn't have that place in common, would y'all still be friends?
Yeah, that's also what I believe in too. It's I think it's called forced contact. Basically, it's the idea that if, like, it's kind of like you forcing two people to be in, like, a room with each other, eventually one of them is going to break the silence, and eventually they're going to talk to each other. And if every
We're
day, and
it,
yeah, exactly. And every day, if those people, not every day, but almost every day, if those people are going to come into, like, the same classes, the same, you know, little box, they're going to still talk with each other, learn more about each other.
And
you know, they might even, like, get quote unquote romantic about it, you know? But, like,
But it's the
idea that you're forced to be somewhere with that other person.
It doesn't mean that you actually love them.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that you chose to be there. It's just who you enjoy being there with the most.
With at the moment, yeah.
Yeah, because what about when the moment's gone?
Exactly.
What about when you're at home alone? Do you care about that person?
Exactly. And you'd be like, hey, man, do you want to hang out or anything? Or you'd be like, no, it's just people call them, like, just, like,
like, if something's going on with them, you know, you worry in the classroom or you worry in front of everyone else most of the time. Most high schoolers do that. But when you go home at night, do you really think, hey, is my friend okay? Like, hey, my friend's had an asthma attack. I'm going to text her, see if she's okay.
Yeah.
You know, do you think about that before you go to bed? That's how you really decide, like, if you really care about someone, you're going to think about shit like
that. Yeah, exactly.
But if they're just someone you're forced to see, you're going to care about it when they're not there and you don't get the attention from them that you want.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
But when you're in a place that you're not getting things that you want from them, like you're at home. You got your family or whatever.
Yeah.
And you don't have them there, so you have people you actually care about. Do you think about them?
Yeah, I see what you mean, yeah.
So I think useless relationships, you learn a lot, you experience a lot, and I think they're healthy, but I also think they can be very unhealthy, and I think that there is a thing as too much.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Like, I feel like I've had my fair share of useless relationships. I'm tired of them. Like, I'm looking for something serious. I'm looking for someone to go on to the future, to build a house up with, to build a family up with.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm looking for beyond. I'm done with useless relationships. They're a waste of my time. I'm going to stay single until I find a legit relationship.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's just... I don't feel like wasting my time anymore. But a lot of people in high school, they have the time to throw away. They don't have any experience. They don't know what they like.
Yeah, definitely.
They don't know things. And it's easier just to be curious with someone that you get together with for a week and forget about it.
I mean, yeah. I mean, honestly, though, that's probably a good thing, though. Because, like...
Like, what if you don't like it?
Yeah, exactly.
Or what if you completely fucking embarrass yourself?
Yeah.
Would you rather do that with the person you're going to be with for the rest of your life?
Or
would you rather fuck it up
and after high school...
And
you're never going to see those people again.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's supposed to be like a...
Well, like, what's going to happen? You're going to see them 20 years later at a high school reunion, and they're going to be like, hey, remember that one time?
Not at all. They'll probably just have, like, hair and patches on them.
Fucking addicts.
Yeah. No, but, like,
They're probably going to die from jewels.
Jesus Christ.
Let's be honest here. The jewels kill people, bro. Like, I understand...
Have you heard about them exploding yet?
The vapes... The jewels explode?
Yeah, that's what they're saying. People have been dying from jewels exploding across the country.
Jewels?
Yeah, that's part of the reason that they're also trying to pull them back really quickly now. because joules are actually exploding. Makes sense, though. I mean, people are just effing up the coils and then, like, never fix them. They're like, oh, it'll be fine.
Yeah, man. They drop the fuck out of the batteries. I'm pretty sure the wires cross or something. It's got to be the littlest thing because those are cheaply made.
Yeah, of course. I'm sure, man. I'm sure.
That's why they offer such
think,
a cheap price.
Exactly. Why do you think they make them so cheap?
Why do you think every high schooler
has one? Exactly. Because it's cheap. It's like it's in within the teenager range.
It's a cheap, easy, reasonable buzz.
Yes.
It's something to pass the time.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
But it's turning kids into crackheads. I literally watched a straight dude offer to suck someone's dick for a pod.
Yeah, bro, totally.
And he was completely serious. I'm not making this shit up. I wish I was. I've seen so many people offer insane amount of shit or do insane amount of work for one pod. Yeah, one little nicotine thing. Because of how strong it is. The chemicals in there. It is turning these kids. They think it's cool. It's like, you know, it is the next cigarette.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, technically in today's age, I feel like a blunt and Juuls are the next cigarettes.
Yeah.
I feel like weed is now thrown on as the next cigarette.
Definitely, definitely.
You know, it's the next popular thing. It's what kids do. But a lot of kids, there's a difference between a stoner and someone who just smokes. Someone who smokes, you know, it's once every other week or so. It's just whatever their friends, it's with whatever. A stoner is someone who, they wake up, they're by themselves, they're still going to smoke. They're not with their friends, they're still going to smoke.
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
definitely.
But most people in high school, they only smoke
like on
with their friends.
Yeah, yeah,
they
yeah,
smoke
yeah.
to chill with their friends. They smoke because of something to pass time. They smoke because of something to do.
Yeah, definitely. Like,
they don't smoke to fix depression. They don't smoke to help with anxiety. They don't smoke for good shit.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
They smoke to smoke. Yeah. They smoke because it's cool. They smoke to do it. They smoke for the action.
I can imagine that, yeah. Honestly, though, like, I don't know.
So, are useless relationships worth it, or...
I mean, I'm sure, yeah. I mean, because, like, I don't know.
I feel like they're worth it to an extent.
Yeah, probably.
Once you hit the extent, I don't think it's worth it.
Yeah, probably. I mean, you probably, like, before, like, you try to, like...
Like, once you know what you like, once you know what you want to be serious, what you're looking for...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Once you know what you want for the rest of your life, I feel like useless relationships are useless.
Yeah. Yeah.
But... Or temporary relationships are useless.
Yeah, but before that, I mean, I think you're probably supposed
when
to
when you're
like,
just experimenting, yeah. Temporary relationships, fucking great. Easiest thing to experiment with, because you don't care.
Yeah,
a week later, oh, well, it's over. What's it matter?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, honestly, bro, my parents, like, all the time, they're like, yeah, man, whenever you fall in love, you're going to fall in love, and you're going to fall so hard, man, it's going to suck whenever that girl breaks your heart. I'm like, damn, that hurt.
Yeah,
but
you're
honestly,
die.
I mean, I'm sure they're probably right, man.
They're 110% right. You're going to die, fool. That,
like,
shit sucks.
You're gonna be like, oh my god. I'm gonna be like, dude, like, yeah, I'm gonna be
it's
like,
depressing
this
as fuck.
This is the one for me, bro. And like, and a week later or something, be like, yeah, sorry, I'm not that interested in you. I'm like, damn, that sucks. But yeah, I'm sure it definitely probably helped you get like thicker skin and just get used to the fact of not getting turned, well, not necessarily getting turned down, but the relationship ending. But yeah, probably all it is.
Alright, do you think that popular music is what's changing the culture, or do you think the culture is choosing music to make it popular, based on what's relatable?
Honestly, I think it's probably just, like, the culture is what makes certain genres, like, popular, yeah. Like, yeah, I think the culture is what's, like, what forms the music, it's not just, like...
Trap music and drug dealing music and drug dealers have been around for longer than fucking paper.
Yeah.
You know, they've been around forever, but it wasn't glorified. I mean, Coke was, what, huge in the 60s, but
yeah.
You didn't hear people singing about... Coke, I mean, it wasn't popular, them going,
yeah,
out,
yeah,
I flip
yeah.
all this Coke, I flip all this Coke, I make all this money. No, it's popular now.
Yeah, and even then, it's part of the reason Pablo was popular back then is that it was illegal, and people even suggested to give it to your kids. They didn't, because they didn't understand the consequences of like cocaine or anything like that. They just thought of it as like a... It's like the same as like coffee, basically. They like literally. I remember seeing it in one of my teacher's classrooms. He showed us it wasn't an advertisement. It wasn't a video or anything, but it was like a little drawing, not drawing, but like a little like
of
billboard.
Cocaine.
Yeah, it was a billboard thing of a little boy snorting cocaine, saying "Wake him up in the morning." Like it used to, like they didn't. Yeah, like it, I think it was around in, like the 1920s too, when they first started doing it, right? And like they really didn't think anything of it, bro. it's the same with, like, it's like the same with heroin too. Like,
then again,
with
they used opium. To be like that with cigarettes.
Yeah, exactly. They're just like, yeah, that's normal stuff. Even our doctors suggest that you smoke cigarettes, bro. Like,
and
they had like full fledged ads, like even like cartoon like characters, like the Looney Tunes. They used to be iconic for their
Fruity Pebbles.
Yeah, Fruity Pebbles.
Or, no, not Fruity Pebbles. What's it called? You know the show I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know. It's the
Flintstones.
Said, yeah, but the Flintstones. Yeah, they used to be iconic for their cigarette ads. That's what
yeah, they were popular for. I even know those. And okay, well, I feel like the music that is popularized is by what's relatable, because people who are more like depressed and more into doing harder drugs listen to music about being depressed and doing harder drugs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But then the people I know that just they think like, you know, they think their drug dealers are cool or whatever because they have all this money, which is pretty cool. Everyone likes money. Everyone likes cars. Everyone likes having like friends and stuff. And
yeah,
that's what the ideal druggy. Yeah. Yeah. No, not 6ix9ine. I think he has some other wants. But I feel like that's what people have ideals for drug dealers, so that's what they like. That's what they think is cool.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like it used to be the cool thing used to be to have money, ride around in a car with your friends, and you know, do shit like that. That used to be what the chosen fun life was. You know, that's what people wanted to retire and be able to do. So that was the music they listened to.
Yeah.
They listened to, or you know, going to parties, they had songs that like literally talked about throwing parties and not showing up or doing shit like that, which was cool at the time.
Yeah.
And I think now everyone's getting more experimental into drugs and stuff. And so the chosen lifestyle is more popularized trap music.
Yeah.
And so it's just more out there.
Yeah.
I honestly don't think that you can blame rap for all the drugs, all the drug dealing, all the popularization of in high school. Because
if anything, like, to blame rap, even original rap would probably be like, I mean, honestly, probably just like kind of like police brutality. Because like, if you think about it, like the first rap songs, what they were rapping about was police brutality, like how they felt like it was so unfair, or how they felt like they had to make sure they had something good in life, so
it was
they couldn't get caught.
Out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And even when they were putting messages out, they still had raps like Waka Flocka. It's in it. Flocka is in his name. That is one of the worst drugs I could possibly think of.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Is Flocka. That's a $3 hit, and you're a fucking crazed lunatic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There is nothing about it that seems to be appealing. Besides, it's $3 a hit, and you're already a crackhead.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know? So, I feel like, because, and I mean, there's all of these rappers. You don't normally see it. But, like, it's in there, and, like, in, it's just thrown in there as normal conversations that they do these harder drugs. And they talk about how they like them in there, but people didn't go fucking crazy during those times for the drugs because they didn't like that part. You know, they liked the messages that it gave out.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
I think more recently people have just been more into the trapping lifestyle and the drugs and the money because that's kind of everyone.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, a lot of people are struggling, and, you know, when you look at a trapper, you don't think a struggle. You think of easy money coming in every day, hundreds on hundreds on hundreds. You think bands on bands on bands.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
And that is a lifestyle that everyone would love to live, is easy money, because everyone would like easy money. Nobody wants to go out and work on things and build cars and whatnot.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to go out there and, like, people want to do it, but I mean, like, in popularity, people don't want to do it.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of like how R&B got, like, popular. It's like, it was a way to, like, go through, like, a relationship without actually having to go through a relationship and deal with, like, all the extra stuff. It was just kind of talk, for the most part, it's either talking about, like, downfall of the relationship and, like, you breaking up with somebody, or it's, like, talking about how much, like, you love this person, or how much, like, you can't wait to be able to see this person again and stuff. Like,
yeah, it was all...
It was about
the addiction to people.
People, yeah. Exactly, yeah. It's nothing different. It is something different. It's just, like, happens to be just something different this time, but, like, yeah. It's like the trend during the time is what affects the music. I mean, I guess you could kind of say that, like, music shapes our society in some sense.
I feel like it does.
I feel like it helps a little, though.
Like, I feel like it'll push it over that. I feel like we're the ones who start it, And then music just pushes it a tad bit further, because those people that are creating the music have the money to do what they want to, and they have crazy lifestyles that they live. Yeah, yeah. They don't live normal lifestyles like we do, you know. Most high schoolers here, they're going to smoke maybe a blunt in a week, and they're going to be like, oh yeah, I'm an awesome stoner or whatever. Or they're going to buy an ounce and they're going to sell it out in a couple weeks. They're going to be like, I'm a trapper, I'm a plug, that's what I do.
Yeah, yeah.
They're going to think they're so cool. These people actually have money. These people actually have contacts. So whenever they say they do shit that's normal to them, they're talking, I smoke 12 blunts a day, and that's normal to them. Yeah, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Like Suicide Boys, bro.
So, it's, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
They're talking about fucking Oxycontin and cocaine all the time.
Exactly, bro. Like
it's O'Connor, normal.
The entire song is just about it, bro. It's
exactly.
Crazy. It's like,
but people.
Crushing them, yeah.
Yeah, but people in real life don't have those funds, don't have those ideas, they don't have those wants. But when they listen to it being glorified as doing extra, they kind of think, hey,
maybe it's kind of cool. Yeah,
maybe it is a little fun. So I think it does push it over a little bit, but I feel like we are the ones that started, yeah, it, because it wouldn't be popularized unless we liked it in the first place.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, definitely.
And then we just made the people who do it a lot overly popularized.
Yeah, 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 yeah. That, yeah, definitely. I think that probably is what it is. But yeah, so yeah, probably just the culture that, yeah, we as people define.